Dodge County Sheriff Bob Reynolds with us once again. Thank you for stopping in. We appreciate you just making the trip over here.
Good morning, Chris.
We get to see your bright and shiny face.
Yeah.
So,
well, I'm not a morning person. Sorry.
Well, you're putting on a good act then.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Let's talk about some things that are going on. I know you guys have added a machine over at the Dodge County Booking Center, haven't you?
Yeah. A lot of people don't realize the sheriff oversees the jail, and part of the things that we do over there is people bond or get arrested and they want to bond out. Well, a lot of times they don't have the cash on them. So we got a debit credit card machine now so that they can use their credit card or debit card to bond out, which saves a lot of people time because, you know, they might not have money, but they usually have a card with them of some type.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, probably takes a little bit to do that, doesn't it? Is there a cost, I guess, for the sheriff's office?
No.
To do something like that?
This company does it. They charge the user a fee, so it's all on the person that needs to bond out. We don't have to pay anything for that. Actually, it saves us a lot of cost because we don't have to, go after, somebody that's out of state that has a warrant. They can go online and pay this bond now, and then we don't have to have them arrested and then go transport them here and there. You know, we used to spend a lot of time on the road picking people up on warrants.
Oh, wow. All
over the state and the country.
Huh.
And you don't have to hold them for a long time either because they can probably
get processed
and out much faster. Mm-hmm. Too.
If they don't have money with them, sometimes they'd have to spend the night or wait till their court date, which could be a week or two away. So we can cut a lot of those costs of housing them down at Saunders County.
Mm. Yeah, that is. That's a good deal. You also have a portal where people can check for information. Let's talk a little bit about this.
Yeah, if you want to check and see if you have a warrant. You can do that later. There's a website.
We better check, Chris.
It's
got kind of a long address here, but we'll make sure to post it in a story later today.
Yeah, they can go online. Because if you call our office, we don't have time to answer those, look that up for everybody. And we don't know who's calling, so we don't usually get that information over the phone.
Okay. And I suppose you can check more than just yourself, right? You can check other people?
Everybody's name's on there.
So. Okay. All right. Yeah, that's the portal information. We'll have that up on our website a little bit later today.
Yeah,
I was hoping we were going to get some rain today to kick some of that dust down. And right now, as farmers will start moving into harvest season, want to make sure people are aware of watching that dust as it kicks up.
Yeah, this last week we had a lady that was following a truck, and the truck was going kind of slow, but it was kicking up a lot of dust. Well, she couldn't see it, and she ran into the back of it.
Mm.
Fortunately, she wasn't hurt, and the truck driver didn't get hurt. So, but yeah, the roads are really dusty right now. And as you mentioned, the farm equipment's starting to move around because they're getting ready for harvest. So I know they're big and slow, but just be patient, because when you pass them, that's pretty dangerous.
Yeah. And the speeds that they're moving at and the speed you're moving at, totally different. So just be aware of what you're doing for sure.
And also right now the corn's at its maximum height. So intersections, that's
so dangerous.
Always a problem too. You can be very careful.
Everybody needs to slow down whether you have a stop sign or not.
Just be
cautious.
Yeah. We're also in the middle of another one of your campaigns, right?
Yeah, we're hitting the grants pretty hard this year for some reason. We're still in the Drive Sober, Get Pulled Over grant. That goes till September 5th. There'll probably be some checkpoints again and then high visibility traffic stops and things like that.
And that goes through, you said September 5th, through Labor Day weekend?
September 5th. I'm always surprised. I mean, we used to think about DUIs a lot, but we're getting a lot of DUI drugs. It's just kind of discouraging in a way.
I see you had the dog out. Was that last weekend over by North Bend?
Yeah, we had somebody out that took off after a traffic accident and they were in a cornfield, which is a little difficult to have a human look for him. They must have got a ride because they were in Fremont when we did locate the gentleman.
Okay.
So he was arrested.
On Sunday, I did get the opportunity to speak with one of the pilots of the State Patrol's helicopter. Mm-hmm. And when he came in to the airport, he did it a little bit different than what the LifeNet helicopter. He kind of swooped in and kind of hung over the top and came in pretty fast.
Oh, really?
And gave everybody a little bit of a show. So it was kind of cool to see Officer Strack come flying in.
Okay. That's kind of the way I got into law enforcement. I was a pilot, and I got my commercial helicopter license. I thought, well, I know law enforcement, helicopters, But unfortunately, around here, that's not quite. We couldn't afford that, so never really put that all together.
Didn't take off.
I did ask him. He said he does. They fly planes and helicopters. And I said, "Well, which one's easier? Obviously, the plane, because you're not using your feet, both feet and both hands.
Right.
You can put it on auto and let her go."
My instructor said you could put a cigarette in your mouth, but you couldn't light it.
Oh, my goodness. That's good advice for everybody.
Well, yeah, especially on a helicopter.
For sure. Let's see. Best way to for if people have something they want to report or maybe they just want to talk with your office, best way to get a hold of you?
Yeah, I would use a non-emergency number. It's 402-727-2700. And then I think it's option 2 for the sheriff's office.
Yeah, very good.
All right. Option one. Either one of those to get you the sheriff's office.
Yeah, I usually punch in and Linda will answer.
Yeah.
Linda's, have some good people in the office there.
Yeah, I mean, the people behind us are very good. Linda's been there a long time, and if she ever retires, I don't know what we will do.
Is that the number then that we would call, like, this has happened to me before. You're driving, you know, at night down the road. You see somebody who shouldn't probably be driving on the road, and you're stuck, like, who do I call? Because you don't really...
Yeah. At nighttime, that goes right to the dispatcher.
Okay.
During the daytime, it has those options, so you don't, you know, to reduce their workload. So,
right. Yeah. Okay.
Good deal. All right. Well, thank you. Appreciate your time, as always.
All right. Thank
you. That's Dodge County Sheriff Bob Reynolds with us this morning at 8:51.